Welcome to part three of a special Christmas audio extravaganza, Highly Favored. It is a production of 1010 Thrive. In the previous episode, Joachim and Anne, once burdened by childlessness, have been blessed with a daughter named Mary after years of fervent prayer. Though they may not know it yet, this child will play a pivotal role in God's plan for salvation. The opulent palace in Jerusalem is bustling with activity. Servants scurry about, preparing for a grand feast. Herod the Great, a man of imposing stature and regal bearing, sits on his throne, his face etched with worry. His advisor, Atropos, approaches him.
Ah, there you are. Have you heard anything more about the rumors circulating among the people?
My lord, whispers of a prophecy abound. They speak of a child, a king who will rise to challenge your rule.
A child? A king? These are nothing but idle tales, surely. The children of Israel have been crying out for a Messiah for generations.
Perhaps, my lord, but it is best not to underestimate the power of such rumors. They can sow discord and unrest.
I will not have my power threatened by some phantom prophecy. I have worked too hard, sacrificed too much, to allow a child to usurp my throne.
Then what do you propose, my lord?
If a child exists, we must find him.
But how will you find this child? The rumors are vague at best.
We will use every resource at our disposal. We will interrogate every scholar, every priest, every mother with a newborn child.
As you command, my lord. But what if there is no child? What if it is, as you say, nothing but a phantom prophecy?
Then we will ferret out those who peddle in gossip and rumors and silence them.
Yes, my lord.
No one will challenge my rule. No one!
Silent halls and broken crowns, fear walks heavy in this town. Shadows creep where the light won't stay. Herod's throne always in play. Whispers heard in the dark, promises made to leave a mark. Power's game he'll always choose. Win or lose, someone will lose. Herod's name is written in stone. Evil seeds he has sown. Eyes beneath the crown. Dreams of empire built on sand, people bend to his command. Secrets buried deep inside, Herod smiles while children cry. Stars align but none shall shine, prophecies in blood. Mirrors break but show the same. Reflections hide his bloody shame. Nightmares haunt his restless sleep. In his soul the darkness seeps.
Anne, where are you?
Joachim, my love, I'm out here with Mary.
I've just returned from the temple.
Any trouble?
None at all. I sacrificed a lamb and two turtle doves in thanksgiving. Mary's miraculous birth has silenced our critics.
Well, there she is, our little miracle.
Our miracle. Our little miracle indeed.
Soon it will be time for us to take her to the temple to present her to the priest.
Yes, that time will come soon. For now, let us just enjoy the blessing that Elohim has brought into our lives.
With your mighty hand, you part the seas. From chains of bondage, you set us free. In the deepest valley, your love remains. Every chain is broken by your name.
Blessed are you, Joachim and Anne, for your faithfulness and for this child whom the Lord has given you. What do you wish to offer to the Lord today?
We offer our daughter, Mary, to the service of the Lord in thanksgiving for his mercy and favor.
I was wrong about you, Joachim. I have asked Elohim to forgive me. I hope you will too. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his blessings. This child is dedicated to his service, a living offering of faith and devotion.
Do we leave her here in the temple?
Oh, you are thinking of what happened with little Samuel and Hannah. No, she does not have to remain here. Study with her at home. Raise her in righteousness and instruct her to honor God's will for her life. Bring her here often to hear the word of the Lord. Now give me the child. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who grants life and breath to all your creation. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the faithful covenant keeper who shows mercy to those who love you and walk in your ways. Today, we dedicate this child, Mary, to your holy name and your divine service. May your hand be upon her all the days of her life. Set her apart as pure and undefiled, a vessel of your righteousness and a servant of your will.
So pure, hearts of gold, shining light so sure, gifts from heaven above so bright, in the arms of love we hold tight. We lift them high and dedicate in faith and truth their path create. With open hearts, Lord, guide their way. In loving care we'll trust and pray. Voices soft, sweet love, dreams of hope with each new day begun. Little souls so precious, dear, in your grace they'll grow without fear. Wisdom flows through gentle hands. With your
to be continued.